The big black bug bit the big brown bear, and the big brown bear bled blood. The big black bug bit the big brown bear, and the big brown bear bled blood. Okay, so far so good. I'm actually starting to feel a little better. Blue velvet, violet velvet, blue velvet, violet velvet. Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. Blue velvet, violet velvet, blue velvet, violet velvet. Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. Ha! I still got it! Oh my god! Oh wow. You scared me. I didn't even hear you come in. Either this stage is really quiet, or you're a very light stepper. No, don't apologize. It's fine. I just wasn't expecting anyone to be here. I thought everyone was down at the bonfire. Oh, hey, I know you. You're one of the seniors helping run this camp, right? I know... You must have introduced yourself to the group, but for some reason I'm blanking on your name. Ah, right. Sorry, I've met so many new people, but I promise, I'll remember now. Oh, I decided to hang back and rehearse for tomorrow's new student showcase. I really want to make a good first impression with you guys, and honestly... I've sung Seasons of Love around enough theater camp s'mores roasts to last me a lifetime. So I was just going to get some stage time in before heading down there. I have to tell you, I think this camp is just so awesome. I love that the drama department brings all the new students together with the most talented seniors, like you, before school starts. Starting college is already scary enough on its own, and transitioning from high school drama to an elite program like this on top of all that, it can feel overwhelming at times. So it's nice to just come to a place like this, where we're all in our element, reliving our theater camp glory days, and get to know one another without any added pressure. You guys have helped me feel much less nervous about starting school, so thank you. Now, if only you could find a way to ease my nerves about the showcase. Why am I nervous? I'd be crazy not to be nervous. Everyone says the summer showcase can decide which roles you'll get as a freshman. And not to be a total cliche, but I was kind of... the star in my hometown, lead in every school play, president of the drama club, the whole nine yards. And not to make the cliche even worse by doing my own personal version of an I Wish song, but I really want to succeed here too. So many people have gone directly from this program to Broadway, and Broadway has been my dream for as long as I can remember, and I just... Oh my god, I'm monologuing again, aren't I? Sorry. Bad habits, you know. Put me on a stage, and it's only a matter of time until I start performing, even without an audience. Oh, the tongue twisters. Well, I was actually trying to run through my monologue, but I just couldn't start for some reason, and I was hoping that a few articulation exercises could help me calm down, get into that performance headspace. They're part of my pre-show ritual. Oh, I'm not good at tongue twisters. I'm great at them. Tongue twisters are kinda my thing. Actually, I was so well known for my red leather, yellow leather skills that once I even, now that I think about it, I probably shouldn't tell you that story. No, I really shouldn't. I wouldn't want you to get the wrong impression of me. I'll All right, fine. I'll tell you, but you have to promise not to judge me, okay? So, my 18th birthday just happened to fall on the same day as our last cast party, and there was a lot of sexual tension in the air because we just finished our five-show run of Chicago, the high school version, of course, but still. And we played this tongue twister drinking game where you had to drink every time you messed up. And my understudy, who was usually a total sweetheart, but may have been holding on to a little resentment over not getting my role, she started saying that the game wasn't fair because I never messed up, so I never had to drink. And she started rallying the tech kids, and you know how much techies love bullying us actors. And they all started ganging up on me on my birthday. It was so rude. So I tried to shut them up by shotgunning my White Claw Mango, but I still made it through to sit in solemn silence after that without screwing up. But they wouldn't let it go. So finally, I just told them, sorry. But it would take a lot more than just alcohol to trip me up. And my boyfriend overheard me and somehow took that as a challenge. Anyway, I may have ended up going through a what to do to die today while my boyfriend, rubbed me through my leotard in front of everyone. I did. It was a wild night. God, I can't believe I just told you that I broke the cardinal rule of cast parties. Oh, I made it through without a problem. Like I said, tongue twisters are kind of my thing. I do think it hurt my boyfriend's ego that he couldn't make me lose focus, though. We broke up the next day. Did I ever try again? What do you mean? No, I have never tried to get through another tongue twister while someone touched me. That was my only sexual tongue twister experience. Would I like to, what? Are you saying you want to do things to me while I try to. Now? Here? On the stage? Really? I promise I am as good as I say, but I'm just not sure. I've never really. Okay, well, now that you mention it, yes, I am a virgin, at least I think I am. You're still a virgin if you've only given blowjobs, right? But that's not what's holding me back. Actually, I did want to lose my virginity before college starts, so you know what? Sure. Why the hell not? This is college after all, or it's basically college. Let's do it. Though I should warn you, I won't be easy to trip up. So if you're expecting to just. Oh, you're kneeling. Does that mean you want to. Oh, no. No one's ever done that to me before. But college is all about new experiences, right? So, yes, absolutely. I would love for you to lick my pussy. How does this work? Should I lay down or standing up? You can do that? Okay. Do you want me to just pick up my skirt or oh, right, panties. Forgot about those. Do I just hold these or oh, all right, I guess you can take them. Did you just put my panties in your back pocket? That's kind of hot, actually. So how does this start? Do you just... Okay. It starts with you playing with my clit. Good to know. Oh, that is so much better than through the leotard. Really? I'm wet? Cool, I mean... Do that again. Yeah. That feels so good. But how long do you do this before you... You know... Oh... All right, not that long. Wow, now I get what all the fuss is about. Your tongue, it feels amazing. Can I put my hands on your head for support? Because I don't think I'm gonna be able to. Oh, okay, I'll take that as a yes. Oh, God, you're really good at this. Oh, wait, wasn't I supposed to be doing something? Right, tongue twister. I'm supposed to be doing a tongue twister. I'm sure I can still do that, even though your mouth feels so good. Okay. I'm doing this. What a to-do to die today at a minute or two to two. A thing distinctly hard to say, but harder still to do. Will beat a tattoo at 22 to two. Oh, do that again. Yeah, just like that. Oh, crap. Where was I? We'll beat a tattoo at 22 to 2. A rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat-tattoo. Did I miss a rat-a-tat? Oh, I have no idea. And the dragon will come when he hears the drum at a minute or two to two today. And a minute or two to two. At a minute or two to two. I did it. See? Oh, I told you I was good at these. Again? Faster? I don't know if I... Okay. I'll try. What a to-do to die today at a minute to do to... Faster? Oh God. A thing distinctly hard to say, but still. To do, two at 20 to you. No, that doesn't sound right. Will beat a tattoo? Oh, what does that even mean? At 22, oh my God, and the dragon will come, the dragon will come, fuck the dragon, I'm gonna come, yeah. Can I come, please? I wanna come all over your tongue, please. Don't stop. Oh. Okay. Now it's your turn. Stand up. I'm going to return the favor. You just made me feel so good, and I need to make you feel good too. I'll kneel right here, just like you did. Can I please suck your cock? Oh wow, it's already so hard. You taste so good. So much better than my boyfriend. Yeah, pull my hair. Push down on my head. Show me how much you want me to suck your cock. Hey, could you try the tongue twister thing for me? I want to see if I can make you feel good enough to mess up too. Wow, you made it through that easily. You're good at that. I should have known that you're so but I'm good with mine too. And since you messed me up, I have to try my best to trip you up. So I wanna try it again for me faster. And I'm gonna try to deep throat you. I don't know if I can, your cock is so big. But I wanna try this for you. Can I please try to deep throat you while you try not to mess up? Thank you. Oh no, don't try to cheat at the tongue twister. You made me speed up. Now you have to speed up too. Go faster. That's better. Now I'm going to. I did it! Oh, I was so excited. I forgot to listen. Did I mess you up? I told you I was good with my tongue. Are you going to come? Please come. My boyfriend never wanted to. I've heard that cum is good for the throat. This is a much more fun way to coat my throat than honey and lemon tea. Please come in my mouth. please come down my throat. I think that takes care of my pre-show jitters. Now that I've stood on this stage and had an orgasm and kneeled on it to make you orgasm, I don't think the showcase will be much of a problem. And if I get nervous, all I'll have to do is look out at you and remember how it feels to have you come down my throat. And I'm sure it'll be fine. But you know, I think I might be even more confident tomorrow if I lost my virginity tonight. How long is everyone supposed to stay at that bonfire?